It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson after a 62-14 win at Hanover. And coach, did you feel like going into this game such a result would occur?
Oh, I thought we had a chance to play well and do some things. You never want to put the cart in front of the horse, but you know, I thought if we came out and played with the right energy and executed that we could be successful for sure.
Yeah, and you guys certainly were. I mean, 4 touchdowns for Wes over the air, 2 over the air for Lane, and 2 for Carter. I mean, what was it that was going so well with your guys' passing game that you just wanted to continue to attack Hanover over the air?
Well, you know, a lot of those were short throws that, you know, guys who were athletes turned into bigger plays. And, you know, anytime we get the ball out of Wes's hands quick, we want to do that. And that was kind of the game plan going in, is to get the ball to his playmakers as soon as possible, and they definitely made some plays for him.
And on top of that, you guys had 5 rushing touchdowns as well. But kind of getting to your guys' defense, I mean, Hanover was really not really able to get anything going at all.
Yeah, we've you know, it's kind of started to be a trend for whatever reason. It seems like it takes our guys about a half a quarter, a quarter to kind of settle in defensively, and then once they do, they play pretty well, and we gave up an opening drive touchdown to Hanover. And then after that, besides a trick play, we really buckled down and played pretty well defensively. So forced some turnovers and got some short fields and so on and so forth. So like I said, defensively, you know, we're playing as good as we've probably played in a long time, and that's exciting.
And that tees you up for a matchup with St. John's Tipton coming up this week. And, Coach, how do you feel like this matchup favors you guys or favor them?
It seems like we've played St. John's Beloit a lot over the last 6-7 years, probably more than we have some league opponents. So there's definitely some familiarity between staffs and programs. And they're a team that does a lot of formations, a lot of motion. They're pretty balanced, you know, I don't know size-wise how big they are, but they definitely got some guys that are great in space and can make you miss. So depending on what the weather conditions are like on Thursday, it could be definitely a challenge.
Should be a fun one. Let's go and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson. And Coach, you guys have really started to get on a roll. You feel like that there was some leftover frustrations from that loss to Axtell that was able to have so much success against Hanover?
Oh, you know, we don't typically try to tie one game to the next a whole lot. We know we didn't play very well against Axtell, and the goal was to play better at Hanover, and not only from a schematic, but also, you know, energy and effort wise, and that improvement was made. So, you know, hopefully with postseason start now, that, you know, that can kind of stay constant for us moving forward.
And, Coach, kind of just looking at your guys' path through the playoffs, you guys are the 2 seed, and over on that other side, if you guys were to win, you guys are likely to face Canton Galva. How do you feel like that matchup will fare for you guys?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't spent 1 second thinking about or worrying about Canton Galva. I couldn't tell you what they have or don't have. I know they're a highly ranked team in Division II, but our focus right now is definitely on St. John's Beloit on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't blame you there one bit. But definitely should be interesting to see how far you guys go this year with a winning streak on the line, with consecutive seasons in the playoffs and trying to keep that going. You guys could possibly meet up with Lebo. But again, we're getting too far ahead of – oh, I'm getting too far ahead myself, and you're focusing on St. John's. But kind of going back to this matchup, how do you feel like you guys are going to be able to do in terms of whether you're going to run more, pass more? How do you feel like with possibly the weather kind of being ugly in this game?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Still trying to figure that out a little bit. You know, anytime we can be balanced, that's going to serve us the best. And so that's kind of going to be the goal for us. And you know, really hoping we can lean on our defense this week and get some stops and hopefully force some turnovers and to make our life easier on the offensive side of the ball.
And when Wes doesn't really have a passing lane, how do you feel like his improvisation skills have been with trying to create plays with his feet?
He's always been pretty good being able to keep plays alive. And, you know, we've talked to him about looking to run more. He's done such a great job at trying to find receivers to the last second, but we've really tried to emphasize with him to get as many yards as you can, that a second and six is better than a second and 10. And he's starting to do that more. And when he does, he's starting to get more physical when he runs, for sure.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today and the season as well. And best of luck against St. John's Tipton coming up.
I appreciate it.
That was Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.